some very disappointed and unhappy Jaguars as they left the field at Lucas Oil Stadium today. The Jaguars fall 23-3 to the Indianapolis Colts. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap in the aftermath of the Jaguars' loss. You know, the defense stood strong early. Chris Clemens with the first of three first-half sacks for Clem and forced a fumble that gave the ball to the Jags, and then Blake Bortles turns and throws an interception two plays later that was taken back. The Colts get a field goal, but the Jaguars' defense was all over it. Five sacks in the first half. They forced six fumbles in the ballgame. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough today as the Jaguars' offense went nowhere.
When you get the ball in good field position, you know, you got to turn those into points. Give yourself a chance for a field. I know we got a field goal on one of them, but those opportunities against, I mean, that's a number one ranked offensive team in the league, and you're getting pressure and you're getting the ball and you got opportunities and you're on the road. You know, all those good things happen. You got to take advantage of it. And we didn't.
Yeah, it was hard. The defense played really well. They stood up when we put them in some bad situations and they got some turnovers. So it was good. You know, I thought they did a really good job. And obviously, we weren't able to capitalize on them. You know, we had two turnovers of our own in the first half. And, that's a good team. You know, the Colts are a good team. And, we had some opportunities and really didn't capitalize on them.
Our biggest thing this year has been adversity, you know, and being able to come back strong after adversity. We had all we wanted in that first half, and we let it swan our way. So, this would be a good tape to learn from and keep pushing forward. I mean, that's all we can do.
It would be reasonable to suggest that there was disharmony in the Jaguars' locker room after a strong defensive performance with the offense unable to get anything going. But talking to the veterans, there is anything but that atmosphere right now.
All of us were brought here defensively to play defense, so you can't sit there and think about the offense and what they're doing. You got to go do your job. And we don't have time to worry about anything else. You know, Andrew Luck and Richardson and the other running back they had, and the offensive line, the physical offensive line, watching them on film. And just with all that, you know, in itself, you don't have time to think about offense or special teams.
Couple of game notes for you. I mentioned Chris Clemens had three first-half sacks. The Jaguars had five in the ball game. They now have 33 on the season. And for Clem, it's three sacks for a Jaguars defensive player for the first time since Paul Spicer did it against Denver back in 2005. The Jaguars forced six fumbles and recovered three of them today, and no serious injuries of note for the Jaguars. Jaguars get back at it. Short week for many of you with Thanksgiving, but a regular week for them with the New York Giants at home next week. With your rapid recap from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, I'm Brian Sexton.